So in English, we know we have pronouns, right? And we know that the pronouns are differentiated depending on the kind of role that they play in the sentence. So you might say something like, we sleep. And you might also say something like, we build a house. And we refer to those as subjects, right? The we, in that case, is the subject. We know that when the we becomes the object of a sentence, it changes, right? It becomes us. So if we say something like, they embrace us, we would never say they embrace we. So we know that there's a formal difference between we and us. They sound different, but they do something really different in the structure of the sentence. Linguists refer to these as the arguments of the verb, right? The subject and the object and things like this. Now, one thing we don't ever really reflect on too much as speakers of English is the distinction between those two forms of we. That we sleep and we build a house are really different things. To argue that that's the same amount of control, or that's the same kind of activity, or the same kind of actor. So in English, we put together those two forms of we, right? We say that a subject of an intransitive verb and the subject of a transitive verb are kind of the same deal. Whereas the object of a transitive verb is very different. It's being acted upon, right? Something is maybe changing the state of that, and that's why we have the we versus us distinction. Now, in an ergative language like Kanhobal, you have a distinction also between those two basic categories of things, subject and object. The cool part is that the subject of the intransitive verb aligns differently. It patterns with the object of the transitive verb. So what this means is that the subject of we sleep is an object, not a subject.